This is the P1 Wild Ass Circus on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I'm Big Dick, and we're joined by three day one P1ers, Sideshow Bob, John C., and Del 1R, getting a sudden case of good old day syndrome here. Now, Sideshow, you've been eerily silent during this segment.
Well, I was just about to, you know, once I was able to clear the palate a little bit here, those hot and spicy pork rinds were leaving a little bit of an aftertaste.
Yes, you're attempting to eat the entire contents of the break room vending machine. But
talk about the pool party at your house with the big block of ice.
Yeah, that was the old hardliners.com first anniversary party.
And people were smoking speed there?
No.
Oh, you mean literally ice?
Yeah, ice. NASCAR Dennis brought
600 pounds.
600 pounds of ice.
Huge, because it was probably August, and it was about 130, something like that. And
great day for a pool party.
It was roughly, give or take, 5 degrees from the fire in my belly right now, and. There was a lot of all the hosts were there, really. I think Dunham and Miller were the only ones that didn't make it, and it was just a wild scene. I remember seeing Expo play basketball was really something of an eye-opener.
We kicked it down.
But I still remember my first, you were talking about weird interactions, first time you met a host. I just remember over at Maury Lowry, King of Frey, having a towel off after meeting Steve Shapiro. That got to be a rather suffering succotash moment for me, but other than that, it's been a wild, crazy, 9 years?
Almost nine. Almost. Yeah.
Now, how many ticket stocks have you guys been to?
I've been to all of them.
All but one.
Wow.
I've been to everyone except where they set fire after the Chili Peppers concert. Was that the one at Plano Center?
No. You're thinking of Woodstock.
Woodstock 99. Okay. Yeah. No, that...
that's nice.
Yeah, no, the only one I don't remember going, I never made it to the one in Mesquite.
You didn't miss anything. That was a terrible setup.
I used to always bitch about the Plano Center being so far away, and now I live in Frisco. It's just 5 minutes away. They're probably going to move it back to the convention center.
They need to move it to Arlington.
Year.
All right, now what about indoctrinating some new blood into the subculture? I mean, some of these young upstarts come along, but they really take an instant liking to the ticket. You'd be interested in maybe initiating him?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, membership is closed. It's like the Masters.
The thing about the subculture that made it so special was it the way it was formed. I mean, it started at the very first Diamond Talk that Mike and Greg did. It was at Key West in Arlington, and we were the normal group, the Dr. Matz, the Judy, the Del 1R, myself, Jody.
Judy, Baseball Betty.
Baseball Betty. I hope I'm not leaving anybody else. Mega John. Was Mark there?
Yeah,
Mark
from Mules.
Yeah. Anyway, we're all talking the sport, and Mike and Greg are doing their show, and Reiner says, you know, well, we had this loyal group of listeners. They just kind of, they hang out. You know, they're kind of like their own little... their own little culture, you know, they're like a subculture.
Mm-hmm.
And hence,
and it stuck.
It just stuck. And and right after that, we met the greatness of RO, who we miss daily.
Miss daily.
There's nothing like the full element RO call. we'll never hear that again. And one of the other things that I think that was a big part of that was Fax Fodder.
Yeah.
Because of
bring
the
back Fax Fodder.
Bring back Fax Fodder. There are some segments that just got to be back. And, you know, unfortunately, the ticker is one of those things that has to happen.
Yeah.
Well, or the ranch report in February. I mean, do we really need that?
All right, now.
All right.
I see you just fired off a ranch report.
I'm going to commit suicide by Zero and right. Snickers.
This is the P1 Wild Ass Circus. I'm Big Dick Hunter. You've been listening to Sideshow Bob, John C., and Del 1R, three day one P1ers. Or I should say P1 day
one. Real quick, Big Dick, yep. I didn't have a chance to throw shout outs. Big Dave, Mexican Jr., and Nolan Emily Rolling Tape. Thanks to everybody, and I'll see you at Scottish Rite in a few hours.
They've all emailed me, and we're going to get them on the show here pretty quick.
And let me throw a quick one out to my buddy Tony J, who is one of the finalists for the Daytona pace car contest, design contest. He's going to Daytona, right. And Tony, congratulations.
Excellent.
Dr. Matt.
9:48 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, we're going to see what's going on with TV Tim as he is back from vacation. We actually have an item of controversy we need to get into with him. So he will join us here momentarily. It's a P1 Wild Ass Circus on The Ticket.